This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, Alec Medford, and it is... a shout-out Friday, gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Do you want to kick off with any shout-outs or just get right to it?
I want to shout-out the dude from the 214 that said, I really can't stand the KNC Masterpiece.
Oh.
It's really a disservice to the fan. I want to shout him out. Really appreciate him speaking his mind in a forum where he can't talk to us face-to-face.
Where is that on?
That's on the fan text.
Oh, man. Thanks for joining the fan text. Yeah. I really appreciate you listening for as long as you could.
Fair enough.
Uh-huh. And then other shout outs, if you want to, Kevin, shout out all the kids out there going to school today, man.
My kids aren't going to school.
Oh, today?
Yeah. Huh. I called them up. It's like 9:45 and they're not home. And I'm like, I think the JV football game's been over for a while. Where are you guys? They're like, oh, I'll be home. Their curfew is 11 o'clock on non-school nights. And so I'm like, you guys have to be home by 10 o'clock on school nights. And at this point, you're not going to be home on time. What is going on? And they're like, we don't have school tomorrow. And I'm like, what kind of world do we live in?
I mean, it's not that uncommon that if there's a Monday off, some kids will get a Friday off.
We just started. Learn. I have to be at work. You have to be at school.
Barry Fish says, shout out to my son for graduating basic training in the Navy yesterday. Corey, Mike, and Kevin. Is that his son?
That is very impressive.
Awesome. Congratulations, yeah. Barry. Stop taking us off of football talk.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I actually am going to start with football talk, if that's okay with you guys. Now, we have a couple of different options that we can go down, and I have to make an admission about one of them. All right. One option is, one reason... the Cowboys could win the Super Bowl this season. What is it for you? And then the latest Dak developments. I'm not going to lie to you. I have lots of notes. We have audio.
On the Dak stuff?
On the Dak stuff. I have lots of information about it. But Corey, when you asked me about it this morning, I just kind of sighed and I was like, I don't care anymore until it's done or not done. You know, like, it's a big deal. Whether or not Dak signs back here is a huge deal. I'm just tired of hearing all the perspectives on it until it gets done. Like, sign the deal, don't sign the deal, offer him the deal, don't offer him the deal, and like, let's go play football and deal with it later.
All right, so I saw somebody this morning, I can't remember who it was, they were like, hey, when you listen to Dak say this versus when you read it, it's completely different. And he said, do better, DFW media.
Yeah.
And then I listened to it and I was like, it still kind of sounds the same to me. It sounds like Dak is like, look, man, I'll be contentious if you want to get contentious about it. But the whole like line of not listening to what Jerry says in the media is because he's talked to Jerry off record.
Yeah.
And he knows that Jerry tells him something different than he tells us.
Sure.
And so that's one of the things that I think is going to get taken out of context there, because it looked like when you saw it in the headlines, it looked like, I don't really listen to what that MF-er says on into the media, and F that guy for effing doing this. Like, that's what it sounded like. But then when you hear Dak say it, it's like, oh, yeah, I mean, he's kind of right about that. And then the rest of it is, I'm not going to stress myself about it. I'm going to go out there and play, do my thing, and we'll let the cards fall where they do. And I think both sides seem comfortable going in that direction with it. If you don't succeed at what we want this year, we'll figure something else out.
Okay. I'm glad that you said that, because I agree with half of that.
All right.
I think that Dak is fine with that, because I think Dak looks at it from the perspective of, fine, if you don't want to pay me, I don't know if you heard, he was second in MVP last year.
I did hear that, yeah.
And then he's like, I can go.
1 million times.
I can go find a job somewhere else. And like, there has not really been, if you want to argue Kirk Cousins, I would at least listen to that. But there's not really been a quarterback like him on the open free agent market. And I think he's like, I'll be fine.
And if you heard Florio this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby, no longer Peyton. Then you heard him say he would be the biggest free agent on the open market since 1993 when Reggie White was out.
Okay.
There.
So from his perspective, I'm sure he's like, that's fine if you don't want to sign me because you still don't believe what I can do, which essentially is Jerry's like, it feels like you would have seen it or not seen it by now. For the Cowboys, I think this is where I struggle, Mike. This is where I struggle caring about all the back and forth in the media about the talking and everything. I fundamentally do not believe that the Cowboys have the stomach to let Dak walk. I just don't. Let's just put aside, they don't want to let him walk because he's a big name, right? And they have a problem with letting big names walk. He also counts $40 million against the cap next year, whether he's here or not. Are you telling me?
With a cheap quarterback.
That's fine. I fundamentally do not believe that the Cowboys are willing to put in the work to find a usable, cheap quarterback or less expensive quarterback that will keep them good enough to stay relevant while they take the massive hit for Dak leaving. I think it's much more likely that they're like, all right, well, we don't have to do anything if we just give you the money. And so that's where I struggle on this.
This is where Cowboy fans want the Cowboys to be a real sports organization, and they're not. Look, they traded Herschel Walker, and I get there's not Herschel Walker trades available, in recent history for the most part. But guys, Jerry's been the same person pretty much from day one. It was Jimmy doing all the crazy stuff. Now, Jerry likes to take credit for it. But if Jerry was doing crazy things from 1989 to 1991 with the team and doing all kinds of maneuvering and all of these different things around the league to pick up extra draft picks or these, I don't know what they're called, Plan B free agents at the time, like Jay Novacek and stuff like that, then they would have continued to do that. Once Jimmy Johnson left, the team has been run approximately the same way from 1994 to 2024. He doesn't take chances. He's not a risk taker. Now, you can say, well, he's traded first round picks for wide receivers and stuff like that. But I mean, let's face it. He doesn't draft quarterbacks, for the most part. Yeah. He doesn't take big risk. He doesn't go, you know what? Screw this team. I'm so mad they went 8-8. I'm going to change. No, he's fine with it because at 8-8, you, the Cowboy fan, and I was back then, connected through all 16 games of the season, hoping they would make the playoffs and make a magical run in the playoffs to make the Super Bowl and win their sixth Super Bowl. And so that's who he is. It's not like it's just 10 years. It's from 1994 to 2024. He's not a risk taker in football. He doesn't try to change things up. He's not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From a personnel standpoint, from a business standpoint, he'll argue that, right?
Yeah, he's calling up Mr. Papa John and probably calling up Little Caesar and saying who'll give him more money. Fair. But, like, he's not this guy who's, he's going to do this, or he's going to take a risk with Dak Prescott, or he's going to, no, he doesn't do any of those things. I wish it was. I wish that he cared more about football, but he doesn't, and he hasn't. He has the gold jacket. He's in the Hall of Fame. He has 3 Super Bowl titles. It's all about power, money, and the other thing. Those are the 3 things he cares about. And so this whole Dak thing, it drives me insane that Cowboy fans actually think he's going to work. And he's not going to allow Will McClay and Stephen Jones to truly work. He's kind of let that be known.
Sure. From the 817, this is I appreciate this kind of shout out, but I also appreciate you willing to put your story out there. From the 817, shout out to you guys for always keeping me in a positive mood. I need it since today is my 3rd anniversary from trying to commit suicide.
Oh, man.
And a lot of the reason why I didn't is because you guys actually talk about mental health issues. Look, hit me back. I don't know. You might already have my phone number. I don't always recognize like phone numbers just by looking at the actual number. That's why the names pop up on my phone. But if you need someone to talk to, we will be your person to talk to. I'm very glad that you're still here.
Yeah, thanks for sticking around.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, always stick around for the next segment is what I'll say.
Okay.
You know, the next segment of life.
Sure.
You never know what could happen on the other side of the break.
I like that. All right. Now, the other thing is, and this is put out by Fox Sports, 32 Super Dreams. And it said, why your team has a shot to win the Super Bowl. No, really. And so they like walk through, they gave every team a shot. And they, even with the Patriots, they're like, hey, you were so bad last year. Surely you got to bounce back up. Like, they tried their best to think of a reason why every single one of these teams has a shot at the Super Bowl. And the one for the Cowboys. And I wanted to see what y'all thought about this, because I actually could see this happening. I'm not saying this means win a Super Bowl, but I could see this happening. Do you think the Cowboys have the components, or I guess the potential, to have a top 5 offense and a top 5 defense, at least in the regular season? I realize when it translates all to the playoffs, all bets are off, but that's a big reason, I think, for their potential success.
Again, I mean, if they have the blowouts that they had last year, then yeah, they're going to be a top 5 offense. They destroyed bad teams last year. It was whenever they went up against good teams. And I think we factored in about 8 good teams on their schedule this year that you were like, oh man, that's a really tough part of their schedule there. So there is a stressful part of their schedule. But I think, you know, as long as they have Dak and CeeDee Lamb together, like, they're going to be productive.
Sure.
And then the points, when the points matter, that's what's really important. On the defensive side, I think they have the talent there. I still feel like their defensive line, their front, is missing a few things. Especially when Sam Williams went down, they're throwing Micah there, but they don't, Mike Zimmer doesn't really want to leave Micah there as frequently as he's going to get the type of pressure they want. So Nealon has to grow up really fast, but I think their secondary, Kevin, now Deron Bland's gone.
Sure.
So I think it's going to be a little bit tougher to be a top 5 defense.
Okay.
But I think they can definitely be a top 5 offense.
So one team, maybe? Finishes top 5 in both per year? I don't even, like, this...
It's probably a low number. I would have to go back and check
on that.
Yeah,
if you say top 10, I will say, I think there's probably the top 2 or 3 teams in the NFL who probably get the bye. At worst, they're the 2 seed. Finish top 10 in both categories. I don't see the Cowboys finishing top 5, but I don't know if I see any team finishing top 5.
Okay.
So that's, I think that's a tough question.
More likely, would you think top 5 offense or top 5 defense?
Is offense all we're doing is points or yards?
I'm going off of points.
They'll score points.
I'll lean towards offense because I don't think they can run the ball. And I think once you get to about week 3 or 4, Mike McCarthy's going to be passing the ball 40-something times, which is going to lead to turnovers.
Yeah.
But he's going to have to, because he's going to be like, this is worthless, handing it off to Zeke and whoever else.
Dalvin Cook.
I guess.
Rico Dowdle.
Yeah.
Deuce Vaughn.
So I think
we're Snoop.
I think these are going to be, I think the Cowboys are going to have, in a way, possibly longer games if they are better against the run. So the other team can't control the tempo and flow of the game. And then they can't run the ball at all. That means we're probably going to see a lot of passes, which when it's incomplete, the clock stops.
Now, I want to read this text because this is what I'm curious about. If the Cowboys, from the 214, if the Cowboys sign Dak and they lose in the first round, the apathy will get worse. So for the Cowboys, it's worth waiting a year and then getting stuck with him. I am not sold. I will be. I'm not totally sold on the apathy just yet. And here's why. Like we talked about the crowds at training camp were way, way down. Mm-hmm. And I understand people are saying like, hey, I'm just not as excited and everything. Cowboys go out and beat the Browns, let's just say 31-10. I'm just going to use an exaggerated score to start this out. Does that apathy remain, or do you think people were like, yeah, I didn't want to watch, but I did? Like, I'll believe the apathy is really there once we start to see, like, feedback and ratings after real games start.
Oh, the ratings are going to... They're going to still be through the roof.
Yeah.
Because people want to watch them lose, too.
And people want to watch football,
that
too.
That is true.
Like, people just... They crave football. How many people last night were completely invested in that Colorado game?
That maybe they didn't really care otherwise, but it's like, it's football.
But it's football, and it was on a Thursday night, and you didn't have a Rangers game, and you really didn't have anything else that you were too charged up about. So, yeah, man, and it's the Cowboys. The ratings will always consistently be there for them. I understand what you're saying, though. Will they dip enough to be like, oh, there was apathy, and it is starting to chip away at this monster?
Because I know it sounds weird, but I think that's actually what makes the difference. Like, it's not the losing in the playoffs. It's the, hey, now the Packers had the highest rated game. Or now the like, I think that's what would make the difference.
And then, Kevin, the only solution, because Jerry would look at it and go, Dak's the reason that our ratings are down. The only solution, and probably Mike McCarthy, would be to go get a new head coach and a new quarterback.
From Colorado
to bring back all the ratings, like Mike said the other day.
From the 832, shout out to my wife, Vanessa. We just got to see our baby's face, hands, and feet. Love it, love it, love it. Question for all the parents out there.
Hand, foot, and mouth? Is that what that is?
No, no, no. Do you ever think those 3D models of your baby are horrifying?
Yes.
Even if it is your baby, aren't you kind of like... Huh.
I didn't get one with any of our kids, but that was because we were a little like on the very early stages of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But when they showed it to us, like I think it was Lucy, they were like, hey, would you like to get one of these? I was like, ah, no, that is scary looking.
It is terrifying.
What's wrong? What happened to her face?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.